Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. The journey today will be exciting and dangerous as we talk about soldiers and nutcrackers. Ephesians 6:10, put on the full armor of God so you can stand against the devil's schemes. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are soldiers for God. Throughout the Bible, there are stories of good and bad armies and soldiers. Paul tells us to put on the full armor as we go through life, to stand firm, and the sword of truth, which includes love. Soldiers are known to be strong and brave. We are, as Christians, are too. The Bible talks about soldiers. In Germany, in the mid-18th century, like ornaments, another craft and Christmas decoration emerged. It was the creation of wooden nutcrackers. These were used to open the hard shells surrounding fruit inside the nut. Walnuts, chestnuts, pistachios from the Middle East were cherished foods that needed help to be opened. By the late 1700s, early 1800s, artisans in Germany began to create nutcrackers that looked like wooden dolls, soldiers. They became very popular and were starting to be shipped to other countries, including America. They were part of the Christmas time presents and were very popular presents by the end of the 1800s. Soldiers of the Bible, standing firm and being strong for Jesus. Nativity nutcrackers were then being made with the three kings in particular. By the mid-1900s, other characters were also being made. But the first 200 years plus, nutcrackers were soldiers. In 1892, a Russian musician, Tchaikovsky, wrote the Nutcracker Suite, dedicated to a beautiful gift for a young lady, a soldier nutcracker. This ballet has been seen all around the world for over 130 years. The music is beautiful and the story exciting, but the hero is a nutcracker who comes alive and saves the beautiful girl. The Nutcracker has been a tradition for many to see. It is shown at theaters, ballets, in schools, and a delight to those who watch it. Soldiers for Jesus, that's who we are. Nutcrackers were originally made as soldiers to highlight armor bearers, like in Ephesians 6. Are you an armor bearer for Jesus? Do you stand firm with your belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet fitted to share the gospel, with the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and sword of the Spirit? Thank you, Jesus, for your army. Thank you for soldiers of the cross. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.